Take a moment to visualize the version of yourself you want to be. A happier, healthier, more complete you. Now describe that person, except the trick is you can't describe things that they are. Happy, fulfilled, in a loving relationship, great with kids. Instead, you can only describe what they do. How do they fill their days? What types of habits do they subscribe to? What do they eat? If that was difficult, you're not alone. That's because goal setting, visualization, and complex problem solving, while at the very cornerstone of our mental health journey, can be some of the most elusive mental fitness skills to master. And doing so can change your entire outlook in monumental ways. Purpose is a towering concept. Regardless of belief systems, our brains are all seeking purpose, seeking meaning. But what do we really mean when we say purpose? It's that version of yourself you envisioned before. It's not something that can be put out there for you because it's deeply personal for each individual. Maybe it's defined as a culmination of goals, what's on the other side of a process. Maybe it's a set of skills or a mindset that you've worked yourself into. Maybe it's dedication to a cause or to a set of individuals. I've talked a lot about goals and motivation, and now I want to dig into two aspects of them that can be elusive for all of us: setting goals and achieving them. If we think about goals as something we'd like to achieve, but that won't happen without us putting forth action or effort, then there are two distinct paradigms through which we can look at goal setting. A results-oriented goal is defined by, naturally, the ultimate results you obtain. In the fitness context, it would be, I want to have six-pack abs, or I want to run a 10K in under 47 minutes. On the other hand, you have process-oriented goals, which are what they sound like. These goals are built around the activity or steps you take. So this could be that you want to go to the gym 3 times a week, or run 3 miles every other day. When working with patients, I prefer to focus on these process-oriented goals for a couple of reasons. For one, they are immediately actionable. If your process goal is to, say, incorporate more leafy greens into your diet 5 times a week, it's something that you can start on and start succeeding at really immediately. And because the goal is continuous and ongoing, the habit loop forms much more quickly and easily. These process-oriented goals also provide an opportunity to be more mindful with tracking and planning. It may seem like a small thing, but checking off an activity on a to-do list comes with its own sense of satisfaction and an accompanying little rush of dopamine. In following through with these goal pursuits, it's also advisable to follow a pattern of gradated exposure, which is basically a term for small steps. As you begin to retool your diet, don't feel the need to dive headfirst and totally revolutionize your diet, get rid of everything in your pantry, and start a whole new set of habits. No. Subbing out some simple ingredients can set a baseline for further successes down the road. Similarly, if your goal is to become more sociable, it might be daunting to jump right into a first date or join a team sport, but you can start by picking out some new outfits or researching possible places for that first date or looking into some of the athletic groups you might want to join. Small, achievable steps. So again, you're always succeeding. So we return to purpose, that elusive concept at the heart of everything we've talked about. If you've gone through the entirety of this course, you've heard me talk several times about filtering the science, data, and recommendations and case studies through your own gaze and adapting what we have to say to your own circumstances, your own preferences, and your own abilities. My job, I think, is to provide you with the information in the best way I can so that you are equipped with the agency to change your mental health, your habits, and your life for the better. And where that goes in terms of specifics is entirely up to you. So again, consider the question that started off this whole thing. What can I do to live a life I enjoy more? Because at the end of the day, that is where your purpose, whatever it may be, will stem from. It doesn't matter if your primary focus is more optimal health or less brain fog or relief from anxiety or depression or just a good night's sleep. All of it is nestled within a greater enjoyment and greater mental fitness. It reminds me of a patient I met several years ago. She came to see me and she wasn't quite sure why. She wasn't feeling that well. I asked her what her goals for treatment were and she said she just wanted to understand herself a little better, kind of vague. By working with her and starting to name some of the feelings she had, starting to explore more of the states that she felt good in and states she felt anxious or stressed in, it became clear that time in nature and specifically time she spent in her greenhouse and gardening were really some of the best moments she had. There was a ripple effect she noticed that she'd go and do some planting and feel an immediate release of stress. She also noticed that her interactions with her family after planting or gardening were just more positive. She was in a better mind frame. From there and naming those feelings, we moved into her really understanding at the center of her purpose was to be more closely tied to nature, more closely tied to her garden, and to be more disciplined to keep gardening and time in nature a priority in her life. It might not sound like purpose to you, or maybe even to me, but for my patient, it was. It was a wellspring from which her mental health and her mental fitness really poured forth. And over years, it has completely transformed how she spends her days and how she engages with those she loves. It's created a whole new social network for her, a real social network of other people interested in some of these same aspects of gardening and nature appreciation. So often, as a therapist and a psychiatrist, I also meet people who want to improve their relationships. Often I meet people when they're single, and again, their goal isn't gradated. They want to be in a relationship, something that's vague and hard to achieve. And helping them break that down into gradated exposures, especially, for example, if someone's very socially anxious. Simply saying, hey, it's time to bite the bullet and date more, isn't the best way to help them change. Instead, what gradated change allows us to see is the first steps might be creating an online dating profile. Or another step might be simply shopping for some outfits you feel a little bit more confident in. Another first set of steps is to really redefine the purpose of this. The purpose of being in a relationship is what? It's to have companionship. It's to have more accountability. It's to evolve and challenge ourselves emotionally. When that's clear as the purpose, and we think in the framework of gradated change, we can all create individual steps then. So creating a relationship, falling in love, it's not a monumental, ethereal task, it's specific. Next Tuesday night, you're gonna try and message some people on a dating app. Or next Thursday, you're going to go investigate that poetry reading group at the local pub. It's something specific, that leads towards a life's purpose of more connection, of deeper relationships, and of better overall mental health and mental fitness. So in summary, all of what you've learned in this course, the efforts to improve sleep, to improve nutrition, to improve your connections, and to improve your ability to understand your inner world, really are all to help inform your clarity in your sense of purpose. Why are you here? How are you feeling? And what are you going to do with your new sense of mental fitness? Here are some key takeaways from this module. What is your purpose? What is between you and the best version of yourself?
Improving our ability to set goals and achieve them can be one of the most difficult skills to master, and that's why it is a cornerstone of improving your mental fitness. There are two types of goals, results-oriented and process-oriented goals. I encourage you to focus on process-oriented goals because they are actionable and achievable, which creates positive feedback and helps reinforce new habits. With process-oriented goals, it's important to take small steps to set a baseline for continued success, a concept called gradated exposure. Instead of a complete diet overhaul, start with some small steps like eating more vegetables and more dark chocolate. Setting and achieving goals helps lead us to our sense of purpose and form more meaningful connections. Depression and anxiety can make questions about our purpose rather daunting. By creating a framework of achievable small steps and awareness of gradated exposure, we can better facilitate and regulate our personal development. This course was created to help you understand the modern challenges to our mental health. By examining the new science of depression and anxiety and better understanding some of their root causes, we find new tools to improve your mental fitness regimen to best heal the modern brain. As you implement the information and tools in this course and see your mental fitness improve, I hope you will note a shift in your clarity and sense of purpose. Why are you here? How are you feeling? What do you want to achieve?